be dispassionate towards perception. Is it perception? I don't know exactly why that word was used, but I guess it would be the same thing, because perception has to, I mean, you perceive through your senses, so without senses you wouldn't be able to perceive anything. So anyway, of course the question arises, so how do we do this? So it sounds great and all, but how do we go about it? So I think the most important thing, at least in my experience, is to be content, to learn to have contentment with my situation, with what's happening in my mind, what's happening around me, with what food I'm eating, with what, you know, if my mind's going crazy, all those things, just learning to be content. Just do that. There you go. Okay, but how do we be content? That's a big question too. I think this is where the teachings on mindfulness come in, and teachings on introspective alertness, and slowing down, looking at our experience. Because if we do that, we come to see that really we have everything that we need to be happy right now. We don't need to gain anything else. It's all here. We don't need anything external to be happy. So if we slow down and we're mindful, then we can see that. And that's actually the converse of that. It's quite visible in our society, where people are so discontent and so unhappy, and also very, very unaware of their current experience and mental state. It's all outward focus, move quickly, you know, get as much as I can, and there's very, very little happiness in that. You look around at people who are most driven by their senses, and they're really, really unhappy. At least that's been my experience when I look around. So, I think just really coming back to what Venerable says, what I have is good enough, where I am is good enough, and what I'm doing is good enough. And to really actually think those things, not just to be like, oh, well, it should be good enough, but I don't feel that way, so
where I am is good enough.
Yeah. So, to actually consciously say those things to ourselves, say, this is enough, this is okay, I'll be okay with this, I'll make it through this and I'll be fine, I don't need any more. If I have more, it's okay, but I don't need to be more, I'll be just fine. And continually turning the mind that way. And then eventually, you know, you do that a couple times, and then you get through the experience, and you realize, hey, I was right, it's just fine, it wasn't a big deal. And then it becomes kind of automatic. You say, well, yeah, it really is good enough. This is just fine. Everything's just fine. It's okay. This is not a problem. And then it's just natural. And then contentment comes. And then we learn automatically dispassion towards the senses, towards perception. There's no need to get tied up in those things.